For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. If anything unusual happens to you on Friday, you'll have the right to say it was once in a blue moon. The July 31st appearance of the month's second full moon will be the first such occurrence in the Americas since August 2012. Every month has a full moon, but because the lunar cycle and the calendar year aren't perfectly synced, about every 3 years we wind up with two in the same calendar month. But Earth's satellite will most likely not appear blue at all. Typically, when a blue moon does take on a bluish hue, it is because of smoke or dust particles in the atmosphere, such as occurred in a volcanic eruption in 1883 when the Indonesian volcano Krakatoa erupted, spewing so much ash into the atmosphere that the moon took on a bluish tinge for years, night after night. After the massive explosion, which scientists believe rivaled a 100-megaton nuclear bomb, the volcanic debris caused vibrant red sunsets and the moon to have a bluish tint. The dark blue tone of an evening sky can affect the coloring we perceive as well. So when the phrase once in a blue moon was coined, it meant something so rare you'd be lucky to see it in your lifetime. The most recent blue moon that was truly blue in hue was in Edinburgh, Scotland in September 1950. This is Dark Matter News.
Our major cities have become war zones, ravaged by food riots, arson, and terrorism. Our rates of unemployment and homelessness have never been worse in this, the second Great Depression.
You just heard a clip from the action suspense movie thriller, Alongside Night. The movie stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of the hit movie, God's Not Dead. Freedom's not dead either. In a collapsing near future America, brilliant high school senior Elliot Vreeland searches for his famous missing father and family, putting him between an out-of-control federal government and a revolutionary anarchist underground. Dr. Ron Paul recommends this movie, saying, I believe Alongside Night will advance the cause of liberty. Be among the first to order the Alongside Night Deluxe 3-Disc Blue Ray DVD combo pack, stuffed with hours of extra features. To order this eye-opening movie thriller for only $16.95, including shipping and handling, call 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today. Once again, 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today.
Well, it seems every day you're hearing something new that Google is doing, and that includes balloons that fly high in the sky to bring internet infrastructure to locations that can't be wired easily. This week, Sri Lanka announced that it's the first country to ever get universal internet access from Google's Project Loon. Thanks to a partnership with Google, the country promises affordable high-speed internet for all of its residents. This is a landmark moment for Loon, and clearly for Sri Lanka. Project Loon balloons float in the stratosphere, twice as high as airplanes in the weather. In the stratosphere, there are many layers of wind, and each layer of wind varies in direction and speed. Loon balloons go where they're needed by rising or descending into a layer of wind blowing in the desired direction of travel. By partnering with telecommunications companies to share cellular spectrum, Project Loon allows people to connect to the balloon network directly from their phones and other LTE-enabled devices. The signal is then passed across the balloon network and back down to the global internet on Earth. Project Loon began in 2013 with an experimental pilot in New Zealand, where a small group of Project Loon pioneers tested Loon technology. You ever dreamed of being able to see the benefits of exercise without having to, exercise? If so, research from Britain's University of Southampton published this week gives a glimpse of what may be possible in the future. Ali Tabasoli, a professor of chemical biology, and Felino Kagampang, an associate professor in integrative physiology, reported that they had synthesized a molecule that acts as an exercise mimic by tricking cells into thinking they have run out of energy. Dubbed Compound 14, the new molecule does this by triggering a chain reaction of events in the cell. Compound 14 inhibits the function of an enzyme called ATIC, which plays a central role in insulin signaling in the body. That in turn leads to the buildup of something called ZMP, known as the master regulator of metabolism in the cells. It's ZMP that makes cells think they have run out of energy and activate the cell's central energy sensor, which is known as AMPK. The cells compensate by increasing their glucose uptake and metabolism, changes that typically occur during exercise and that lead to weight loss. The researchers said their next step would be to examine the effect of long-term treatment and how it works to improve glucose tolerance in reducing body weight. So maybe, just maybe, this is some good news for those couch potatoes out there. Sit on that couch and watch television and lose weight at the same time. For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft.